I have some guests zooming in. We've got Jude and River from Dropper. Hi guys, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, we're great. Yeah.
Congrats on the debut single. It's so incredible.
Thank you.
Thanks.
First couple of questions. What are you a dropper of? And secondly, what does your face say? I love to reference.
We are a dropper of songs.
Dropper of great sounding songs.
Yeah, great sounds. And what was the other one? Your face says. What does our face say?
Yeah.
What does our face? Pretty.
It's a look of enthusiasm.
Yeah.
I think. Well, you're dropping great tracks.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you just wanted to tell us a little bit about how you guys formed, because you've all done amazing work before this project, so what was the journey like for you?
So when Bleeding Star went into the studio to record the final EP, River and shout out to Aaron Cargill-Brown, they both recorded it, and... he's a bit grim, but at the time, Otis, who sadly passed away from cancer, but he was getting sicker at the time and we needed a fill-in guitar player. So River made the most sense as he had produced the record and had quite a lot of input on, the guitar parts and just the songwriting in general here and there. And so Dropper kind of formed out of the end of Bleeding Star, but kind of like on a happy, sad note, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Cool. And what has the writing process been like as you, because you guys have, when did you guys form like officially?
Well, we wrote this album that we're working on, which I guess we'll talk about in a second, but like wrote it as what was thought to be the next Bleeding Star record, but we felt it was right to put Bleeding Star to rest. Sorry, what was the question again? But
That's a great question.
It kind of emerged from like, because I was filling in sort of in Bleeding Star, and then it sort of merged from that, and we sort of took a, there was a break for about a couple of months, and then we had songs that we had been writing from the sort of the start of last year all the way through to now, really.
Mm.
And what was that writing process like? If you could just describe maybe the recording process as well.
It was sort of like Jude would kind of come up with the sort of the bones of the song, melodies and chords and stuff, and then he would bring it to me, and we would together would kind of like refine it and, you know, create more intricate sort of guitar parts and rhythmical stuff. And to kind of flesh out the song.
And what inspires you guys musically, non-musically, if there's any art or other kind of narrative that inspire you guys?
Yeah, I think, well, in music definitely we draw as much as mostly from Kiwi artists, to be honest. Like
that's so cool.
Like definitely, I can, both me and River love Flying Nun music. It's like old stuff, and kind of doing going into deep dives on like old, like long dead record labels from late 80s, early 90s New Zealand, which I highly recommend doing. There are a lot of gems. Otherwise, I mean, current artists, I'd say we love Model Home.
Yeah, Model Home, The Beths. And there's a great lot of bands coming out of Auckland as well, like, you know, Saltwater Criminals.
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah.
Warning, those kind of.
Yeah.
Lucian Rice and stuff, yeah.
Lucian Rice, yeah.
No, that's there's so much great music coming out right now. I feel like every week something new is dropping. It's really hard to keep up, but so, so great. Mm. And you guys are coming up to see us for Junk, obviously.
Yeah.
Really excited. Yeah, such a banger lineup. Who are you guys excited to see?
Let me get the lineup up, actually.
I'm really excited to see Office.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
That's going to be the.
That's gonna definitely. Be the highlight. If you haven't seen Girls Factory before, that is some very creative, I guess, DJing.
Yeah.
More of like it's almost like an experience. I don't know, you just got to see it.
It's like experimental dance music. So fun. Yeah. I've been loving listening to them. It's so great.
And of course, Twine, who we've played with a couple times. It's great to see them coming.
We played with once.
Yeah. No, Bleeding Star played with them.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
I count a couple times.
And what can you guys tell us a little bit about your live presence? What does a dropper show entail?
I'd say a lot of physical movement.
A lot of decibels as well.
Yeah.
It's quite loud.
Quite loud.
It's great that you guys have a lot of physical movement. I don't know how you play guitar without doing that.
Yeah. No, you gotta. I'm sure when you're like a new band, you gotta kind of captivate the audience a bit more than just your songs. You gotta bring some of the movement, so there's something to look at, you know.
True.
And then definitely hard hitting drums. That's Walter. Like, definitely hits those things real hard. So high energy.
That's so great. And your latest single, Your Face Says It All, which we are about to listen to. Can you tell us a little bit about the themes behind that song?
I guess it's personal, which I won't go into the details, but like I think the overarching themes, it is about basically, like, I guess someone falling back into their old ways or whatever, or something, right. You know, and kind of like not admitting, I don't know.
I think it's definitely like a real ode to like 90s New Zealand music, yeah. I think, like
gorgeous,
like Throw,
Jeremy
Taylor from Throw, who runs the Slowboat record store in Wellington.
Shout out.
Yeah, his record has been a huge inspiration, and the sounds on that. Yeah, that it's kind of like a nostalgic, you know, trying to capture that feeling.
True.
Yeah.
Nostalgia's been so, and I feel like a lot of bands have quite clear references. And that's obviously not a bad thing. There's a lot of great influences to be pulling from, but it's great to see a lot of newer bands showing the love for some older Aotearoa artists.
I think it's kind of funny how I guess Gen Z or whatever is like kind of like being nostalgic for a time they did not live through.
True.
It totally fit into that, like it's quite funny.
I feel like I talked to my dad about like the music that he loves and like the times that he lived through in the 80s and 90s, and I'll be like, yeah, it must have been like, it was so much better back then, and then I'll be serious, you don't know, you weren't alive.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay.
It feels like.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's like rose-tinted glasses, for something that we never even saw.
We can't even see through the glasses because we weren't there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so excited to see you guys when you come up. You've also got another performance coming after Junk, is that right?
Unannounced, but. We're coming up to Auckland again later in the year, I think in August.
Oh, exciting.
We're finalizing the lineup and everything. Cool. But what date is that? Is it like
16th of August?
August 16th. Save the date and we'll
amazing.
We'll be up again. Yeah.
We'll go to both shows. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay. So without further ado, Your Face Says It All in all caps, by the way.
That was a complete error and we're just going to roll with it.
Yeah. We're gonna roll with it.
Did not upload it like that.
Oh.
You stayed up till midnight, it's out. And it was like, what? It's so late.
That's a statement.
Leave it a statement. Yeah.
No, it is a statement. And I feel it's so eye-catching. So, good job. Anyway, let's listen to it. Thanks for chatting to me, guys.
Totally.
Thanks so much.
Cool.
You're running away from your mistakes, and I try to feel bad for you.
BFM.